A meteor exploded in the sky above Russia this morning. Here, take a listen to this. It's the sound of the meteorite as it streaks above Russia's Ural Mountains, and it explodes. The boom shattered glass in buildings and left hundreds of people hurt. Russia's Academy of Sciences estimates the size of the meteor was about 10 tons, but that's tiny compared to the asteroid that'll be flying by the Earth later today. Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson is an astrophysicist and director of the Hayden Planetarium, and he joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Tyson.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. You know, how common are these meteor strikes like we had this morning in Russia?
Well, we don't have precise numbers, but we can look at certain sort of very suggestive data. For example, not that long ago, I think it was the 90s, I forgot the exact year, there was an air blast of similar, maybe slightly less energy, over the airspace between India and Pakistan, and that was at a time when there were these sensitive talks going on about nuclear armament or disarmament. I forgot which which of those two it was. And the fact that we were able to say that it was a cosmic explosion rather than a first strike of one country against another became an important fact. And so that was 20-something years ago. And most of the Earth is covered by water, and Pacific Ocean is most of that. And if you're not where this thing happens to have gone overhead, it could go unnoticed. So perhaps you get one of these a decade.
So today, you know, we're going to be having an asteroid passing by this afternoon. I think it's called...
Bigger than the one.
It's like 150 feet across or something like that. How close will it be coming to us? And is there any link to what's coming this afternoon to what happened this morning?
First of all, this one is of particular note. By the way, asteroids are flying by us all the time. The solar system is a shooting gallery, basically. It's leftovers from the formation of the solar system. There's still stuff out there. Just take a look at the moon's surface, which has, you know, billions of years of these craters. You know, it's in full view for us to say, hey, that's what's really going on in our airspace. So what makes it interesting is that it's going to dip closer to us than our orbiting communication satellites, about 5,000 miles closer. And so now it's kind of like invading our space, so to speak, our technological space. And it will rightly get extra attention compared with any other that might just happen to pass between us and the moon. And you can't help but ask, is there a connection between this air blast over Russia and what will happen this afternoon? There are many asteroids that are not solid rocks but are kind of piles of rubble that are sort of traveling together through space. And as it travels and goes by planetary objects, the planet's gravity can stretch out the rubble from a circular pile into like a train of rocks. And when that happens, one impact will be followed by others. And, in fact, you can see what we call crater chains on some surfaces of the moons of Jupiter. I think Ganymede, for example, has an excellent crater chain where one crater after another was created, and it's clear that they were related. So if these two were related, you'd expect others of these to happen over the next several hours. And the reason why I don't think they're related is... hours and hours and hours is a long time between what would be the first and last impact of a coordinated cosmic attack.
And you know, briefly to wrap up, what do scientists hope to learn from this asteroid that'll be swinging by today?
Well, I mean, it'd be nice to know what it's made of, and is there a parent body that it came from? Many of these asteroids are the shattered remains of objects that were once larger. There are objects that were large enough so that iron collected at its center and the rocky stuff floated to the top, then it hardened, and then you shatter that, and then you have rocky asteroids and iron asteroids. And so we're still trying to piece the puzzles together of what the formation of the solar system was, and every little bit of asteroid will help this. And by the way, a meteor is what it looks like as it comes through the atmosphere.
Right.
If it succeeds and hits Earth, it's a meteorite, just in case people were wondering.
Okay, great. And quickly, just to wrap up, who will be able to see it, and what time is this going to be happening today?
Yeah, so it'll happen at 2:24 Eastern time. This afternoon, Friday, February 15th, and it'll be broad daylight here in the United States. But the viewing the viewing stands will be mostly Asia, and they'll get to see it. It's not very bright. You would need a good binoculars or a small telescope to see it. By the way, if we were in our orbit 15 minutes earlier than we will be this afternoon, then it would hit us. Just an FYI on that.
All right. Wow, that's pretty scary.
Yes. It should be. There's an internet poster that says asteroids, nature's way of asking, how's that space program coming along?
Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson is an astrophysicist and director of the Hayden Planetarium. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Good to be on. Thanks.